This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. U.S. and Canadian officials confirmed the shootdown on Saturday of what they are calling a high-altitude airborne object over northern Canada. Steve Herman has the story.
First word of the latest incident came Saturday from Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in a post on Twitter. The Pentagon spokesman, Brigadier General Pat Ryder, said U.S. President Joe Biden authorized fighter jets assigned to NORAD to work with Canada. Ryder said the object was first detected late Friday night over Alaska. That was just hours after a U.S. F-22 shot down a similar unidentified object spotted above Alaska. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Turkey is targeting construction industry professionals for alleged shoddy and illegal building methods that might have caused buildings to collapse. After a pair of earthquakes last week has killed more than 33,000 people and injured another 92,000. Turkish Justice Minister Bekir Bozdag said Sunday that to date, three people have been arrested, seven detained, and seven others barred from leaving the country. This as thousands of rescue workers, against long odds, continued their search for survivors, and a handful of people were found alive, including a pregnant woman rescued Sunday, 157 hours after the quake struck. New Zealand is bracing for the remains of Cyclone Gabrielle. The country's weather service says Gabrielle poses a very high risk of extreme, impactful, and unprecedented weather over many regions of the North Island from Sunday to Tuesday. Significant heavy rains and damaging winds could cause dangerous river conditions, and significant flooding is expected. From Washington, this is VOA News. The White House announced on Friday that U.S. President Joe Biden will travel to Poland on February 20th to meet with Polish President Andrzej Duda and Eastern European allies. Coming just before the first anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Biden's visit will make it very clear that the United States will continue to stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes, said John Kirby, spokesperson for the White House National Security Council.
He wants to make sure that he's sending that strong message, not only of United States resolve, but the international community resolve, and to make clear to the Ukrainian people, most particularly, that the United States is going to continue to stand by them going forward.
The announcement came after Russia's massive airstrikes Friday morning across Ukraine. Pope Francis said on Sunday that he was worried and pained by the imprisonment of Nicaraguan Bishop Rolando Alvarez, who is a vocal critic of Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega. He is sentenced to more than 26 years in prison. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said Saturday he intends to return to Brazil in the following weeks. VOA's Marissa Melton has the story.
The far-right politician made the comment during an event Saturday at an evangelical church in Florida. It's the first time that Bolsonaro has made a statement in public about returning home. Bolsonaro has been in the United States since December 31st, the eve of the inauguration of Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva as Brazil's president. There's been speculation during recent weeks on when Bolsonaro might return to Brazil, where he is the subject of several investigations into possible wrongdoing. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
At least 11 people, mostly civilians, were killed in a central Syria attack blamed on the Islamic State group. The IS group attacked about 75 people on Saturday in the eastern countryside of Homs, the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said. The attack killed 10 civilians and one member of the Syrian regime forces, adding that others remain missing. Belgian prosecutors have charged another European Union lawmaker, Marc Tarabella, with corruption in a cash-for-influence scandal that shook the European Parliament, this Belgian's daily Le Soir newspaper reported. Le Soir quoted federal prosecutors saying on Saturday he was charged with corruption, money laundering, and membership in a criminal organization. Tarabella's lawyer said his client denies any wrongdoing. On Sunday, the separatist region of Somaliland accused Somalia of attacking its soldiers, despite a ceasefire imposed after heavy fighting in a contested border town earlier in the week. Somaliland, which has claimed independence from Somalia in 1991, has never been recognized internationally. From Washington, I'm